Hello everyone and welcome to a new sex toy review, and today's product is the Kelly 73.68 pound realistic Asian style silicone sex doll from Aero Venus. And so this is actually Celestina 2.0. This was sent to me by Aero Venus, and I'm calling it Celestina 2.0 because they actually tried to custom make it for me to look like Celestina. I sent them reference pictures from like these AI generated pictures I make of Celestina, and they use that as the basis for the makeup. So if you look at Kelly's makeup, let me, can I get a zoom in? I don't know if I can get a zoom in. The doll I'm going to show you is going to have different makeup than the Kelly. The head's the same, the material's the same, the product is the same. The makeup's going to be different because it's based on a reference that I sent them. And they did that as like a special favor for me because I'm a highfalutin influencer type of person. However, I think they should offer like custom makeup because the makeup has to be hand-painted anyway. You know, having them base it off of a reference so that it's exactly what you want, that could be like a premium upgrade feature in my opinion. But I don't want you to get the wrong idea. So the doll I'm going to show you might look slightly different than these pictures because of the custom makeup. So I just don't want you to get the wrong idea. All right, everyone. So this is Kelly, AKA Celestina 2.0. And so here we have the sex doll torso is unique to the Max series. It's very similar to other torsos offered by Aero Venus that are sold by themselves, but I checked the measurements and I couldn't find just this sex doll torso being sold by itself without a head, so it is exclusive to the Max series. So let's review the body and then we'll go into a more deep dive on the head. So just so you know, we'll talk about that when we get to the head. So just be aware that when we get to the head, I'm going to have a lot to talk about, but let's talk about the body while we're here. So Celestina 2.0 is wearing a little cow anime cosplay sort of thing. Don't worry about it. Anyway, so the body is extremely realistic and it's made out of silicone. It may be hard to see the veins, but there's veins. It's all custom painted all along the skin. The skin feels real. It has a nice just feel to it. You can feel, again, the composite material or when you touch it. Like, for example, if this was a TPE doll, you push down on the waist and your fingers are going to kind of squish into it because essentially a sex doll is just a piece of rubber in the approximate shape of a woman's body. But with the Aero Venus torsos, they feel like a real person. So you push down on her stomach and you get firmness. You can feel the skin, but below the skin, there's a firmer material and it feels like muscle. Same thing with the rest of the body, except for the butt and the boobs. The butt and the boobs are nice and soft and jiggly, just like you would expect, except they did fix the butt. The butt is no longer super soft, super jiggly, where it feels like titty flesh. It actually feels like an ass, which is very nice. So there really isn't much else to say. It's anatomically correct. It feels real. It's extremely well made. It feels like the real thing. It feels great in the hands. It's what you see is what you get. So let's do a little jiggle test and then we will flip her over. I'll show you it from behind. I'm not going to show you the details since she's, you know, like my waifu type of thing. You know, it's got to be private. But if you go to the website, and I'll show it on the screen. I'll show you other, you know, I'll show you the doll. So I'm not going to show you my stuff because that's private, but I'll show you the doll from the website with all the goods, you know, like it looks great. It feels great. It's great. All right, let's do a titty jiggle test real quick. Just see the boob bounce. So it feels real. It feels real. It's got some nice, good, realistic jiggling. Nothing too crazy, but it's got some nice, good jiggling. It feels really good. The squish is really good. It's just good all around. All right, and you know, it's also very poseable. The waist bends, the legs bend. I mean, I'll show you that in a minute. Everything bends, you know, the legs open, they bend up, they bend down. It does take a little bit of strength to do it, especially the waist. Obviously the neck also bends. So it's very poseable. You can get it in whatever position you want. All right, so I'm gonna flip her over and I'm gonna show you her back.
All right, I took the head off for this part just because I didn't want it getting in the way or falling off, and it's not important to this angle. But here is Kelly slash Celestina 2.0 from behind. And here, I'm going to show you, I'm going to demonstrate. So if I push down on her back, it's firm. Once I get to her upper butt cheek, it starts to get soft. You can see the differentiation from her butt, from her back. So her butt has excellent spank potential. It's got good squish. It doesn't feel like a firm, muscly butt. It feels like a relaxed butt, but it doesn't feel like boob flesh, which is important. It's got good, I can't get the bikini bottom to tie correctly. I don't know what I'm doing. I've never worn one myself. Anyway, so the butt feels good. Obviously the rest of the doll feels good too. Let me prop her up on her legs and show you the doggy style position. All right, here is Kelly slash Celestina 2.0 in the doggy style position, but on her back. So you can see, you can arch the back. You can see how the back is arched for doggy style and the legs are bent. I just wanted to demonstrate that from the front. Let me also show you the side. Okay, so you can see the doll from the side. Again, the back is arched, the butt is up. Oh, actually, this isn't quite in the doggy style position. I have to move the legs a little bit more forward. One second. Okay, that's better. So as you can see, the legs are now forward enough. You got good doggy style position right there. Again, the important thing is that the back is arched, the legs are in the correct position, the booty is popped. So now we just have to roll her over. All right, so here is Kelly slash Celestina 2.0 in the full doggy style position. Ass up, booty up, face down, back arched, all that good stuff. In the perfect spank position. Spank it, spank it, spank it. There you go. So that's kind of it. Obviously, she could also sit up if you bend her legs this way. Obviously, the legs also spread for missionary and whatnot. I'm not going to show you that. Again, you can see all the not suitable for work images on the website. I'm not going to show you mine because this is like my waifu now, so I'm going to keep that private. But I will show you her standing up, and we'll put her head back on now that we're kind of done with these angles from the back. Okay, so here is Kelly slash Celestina 2.0, and she's just chilling. You can actually see Celestina 1.0 over there. But, here's 2.0. We're focusing on 2.0 right now. All right, so you can see her. She's sitting down under her own power. And then she's got her head on. So we'll talk more about the head. I definitely want to go into deeper dive into the head. But as you can see, the body is a very poseable, very realistic, extremely realistic. It's not too heavy. It is significantly heavy, but not any more than you would expect. It's basically a very high quality silicone sex doll torso, except now they come with heads and they're really good. They're probably the best I've ever seen. I think the technology's come a really long way in a very short amount of time. So anyway, with that being said, let's now switch to my desktop and let's talk about the head in more detail.
All right, so now let's take a closer look at Kelly slash Celestina 2.0's head. Now, it's worth pointing out, it's actually really important because you're going to notice this throughout the review. Celestina's eyes are going to follow you. These eyes are not from Era Venus. These are the follow me eyes that are only available at the dollhouse. So the eyes that she actually came with are right here. So let me show you those. And they're good. They're good eyes, by the way. So, oh my goodness. So the eye that she came with, as you can see, is a kind of a half sphere, and it's got good coloration with the brown. It nothing's wrong with it. It has like some cotton behind it to kind of, you know, make it fit correctly. And the cotton's also behind the follow me eyes. But these eyes don't follow you. They're really good eyes, though. These are the eyes it comes with. So if you order a doll from Era Venus, it doesn't come with follow me eyes. That's why. There's nothing wrong with your doll. The follow me eyes are an optional feature. They don't come with Era Venus dolls normally. This is like only available at the dollhouse. So the whole point is they follow you, you know? So from my perspective, it looks like she's looking at me, but from your perspective, from the camera's perspective, she's looking at the camera. So not, that's just so you know. And one of the reasons why, now if I take her glasses off, you're going to notice her eyes are very shiny because of the follow me eyes. So the glasses disguise the illusion by basically creating like this layer on top of the eyes. So when you see the glare, it doesn't give away the illusion. So that's one of the reasons why Celestina wears glasses. All right, so let's talk about the head. Let me show you what it comes with. It comes with two bolts. It comes with a regular screw-on bolt, and it comes with a non-locking, freely spinning bolt, which is still in her body. Now, these are important because they're the exact same size as every other sex doll I've seen, which means these heads can be used in other sex dolls and vice versa. So we have universal compatibility. It also came with a locking washer. I'm not really sure why. I don't plan on using it, but it did come with a locking washer. All right, so here is the mind fuck. This is going to blow your mind, okay? So this head has what's called an ROS upgrade feature, and you're probably wondering, what does ROS stand for? I don't know. It means you can open her mouth. Her mouth, her jaw is poseable. And the crazy thing is, when you open up her mouth, her eyes widen, which makes her very expressive. So let me demonstrate. So you can see right now, she has kind of a neutral expression. She's looking at the camera. She has a fairly neutral, not unpleasant, but if I squish, if I close her mouth really tight, she'll kind of squint like she's judging you. You know what you did. You know what you did. Now let me open her mouth and let me show what I'm talking about, okay? So it does take a little bit of force to get her jaw to open. All right, there we go. So I opened up her jaw and she's screaming. She's calling for help. She looks very surprised, probably because her head's been removed from her body. I would be surprised too. This is the face I would make if my head was removed from my body. But the important thing is, look how expressive she is. Just by opening and closing her mouth, you basically have a range of expressions, which you never get before. Like, you know, obviously I've had other sex dolls and sex doll heads and whatnot, and they're very unexpressive. And now the detail in the mouth is extremely, like, let me show you. Look, there's a uvula. She has teeth. You could see the details in the roof of her mouth, her tongue. Her tongue is loose, by the way. It's not like a part, it's not just like a texture in her mouth. Her tongue is loose. You can pick, if I can get in there. Okay, well, I don't know if you saw that. Her tongue, you know what? Here's what I'm gonna do. Let me get something. All right, our old friend, envelope opener. There we go, see that? Her tongue is loose. It even has the little attachment on the bottom, like a real tongue. So this is like anatomically correct. Her tongue is anatomically correct. Her teeth, everything just works, and it's amazing. So that's the big thing about this head is the, oh my gosh, her eyes are so silly. Anyway. So yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy how emotive she is just because the mouth opens. Obviously with the mouth open, you can do oral sex, and the cavity goes back pretty deep. It simulates, it's perfectly anatomically correct. So if you want to get a BJ from your waifu, you can absolutely, like, you know, look, I can stick my entire finger in her mouth, no problem. I'm not even reaching the back. So yeah, her mouth is very deep. So whether you want to give her smooches or stick your dick in there, the mouth is perfectly fine, and she's going to be shocked. She's going to be very impressed with the size of your penis. But anyway, let me shut her mouth. There you go. So now she's more or less back to normal. And because of the ROS upgrade, her cheeks are nice and soft. The last Aravina's head I reviewed, the head was very hard. It was unnaturally hard, and there was no squish to her lips or to her cheeks, and it didn't feel right. It felt like kissing a mall mannequin, whereas this feels like a real person. The one criticism I have for this head, the lips aren't pouty enough, if that makes sense. Like when I'm giving her kisses, her lips just aren't very pouty. She has very, very flat, kind of thin lips. And just a little bit more pout in the lips. Not full on duck face. I'm not talking about duck face, but a little pout would have been appreciated for smooches, because I'm not going to stick my dick in that because, you know, I'm going to want to kiss it later and I don't want to taste my own, you know, seed. So, you know, the lips could be a little bit poutier. That's my only criticism. But as far as the rest, I mean, like, the nose feels like, I'm telling you, this feels real. I saw a video on X/Twitter where they're showing these Chinese sex dolls and how realistic they are, and the nose was super squishy. Notice this nose is not super squishy. It squishes. It has, you know, it has squish, but it squishes like a real nose. So whatever brand they were using in this Twitter/X video is inferior to the Air Venus. The Air Venus, the nose feels real. I'm telling you, everything feels real. The nose feels real. The lips feel real. Everything feels real. The skin, the just the feeling, the sex, the boobs, everything feels completely real. The follow me eyes, I definitely think Air Venus should get in on the follow me eyes. They are the shit. But you know, like, some people might think they're creepy. I actually think another thing is when you're having sex with the doll, you know, the head's going to kind of jostle around as you're like thrusting into her, you know, in the body, especially if you have the free floating bolt. If the head isn't screwed down tight, it's going to kind of jiggle back and forth. With the follow me eyes, she'll keep looking at you, whether her head moves slightly to the left or slightly to the right. She's going to maintain that eye contact, which definitely enhances the experience. If you're using the normal stock eyes and her eyes are just kind of facing forward, if her head moves to the side, she's going to be looking in some random direction. So I do think the follow me eyes are an improvement. But anyway, there's not much else to say. The head is great. Now, this the Celestina 2.0 does not have sewn-in hair. The last Air Venus head I reviewed did have sewn-in hair. This is a wig. So, in fact, I could take it off. Let me take her hair off, and I'll show you the rest of the head that you know, that is probably easier to see without the hair getting in the way. All right. So, here is Kelly / Celestina 2.0 with no hair. There's not much to say, but you can get like a better look at the rest of her head. Everything looks fine. You know, like the ears, it's all one for one anatomically correct. Let me open up her mouth again, just for giggles, just for laughs, just for goofs. And so there we go. Where's my hair? You took off my hair! Ah! So there you go. So yeah, that's about it. The head is extreme. I love how emotive it is. I love how when you open up her mouth, she looks shocked. And then when you close the mouth too tight, she gets like angry. So yeah. See, look. She is not amused. Look at that face. She is angry at me. She's judging me. She's giving me the stink eye. She's literally giving me the sideways glance. She's like, what are you doing? What are you doing over there taking my hair off? Who do you think you are? Who do you think you are? So anyway, yeah, these heads are awesome. The entire line. Now, here's the thing. All right, like, well, let me talk about this. Let me turn the camera off and let's talk about this, you know, with the website up. Okay, so now we're back. I've shown you everything. The big thing about this is what's crazy, all right? Look at the price. It's $1,300. That is not a lot. That is the same as a TPE torso. Now, TPE is, you know, it's got nice stretchiness and it's really fun to use as a sex toy and all, but it's much harder to clean. You know, with silicone, you could use soap and water. You could repair it with silicone glue. With TPE, you have to use solvents to glue it if there's a tear, and you have to clean it using oils. You can't clean it using soap and water, and it like leaks oil. You know, it's porous like human skin. It feels realistic, but it also like leaves oil stains when you lay it on like fabric and stuff like that. TPE has issues, but it's cheap. TPE dolls are cheap compared to silicone dolls. So, you know, a TPE sex doll torso would be about $1,200. And whatever magic they've done, they've been able to get this extremely realistic sex doll with full body. Well, not full body. It doesn't have arms or legs, but it's got everything else with a very high quality head for only $1,300, which is amazing. So I'm blown away by the quality and the value you get for Air Venus. I've never seen a sex doll company selling products of this quality for these prices. They could easily get away with adding another $1,000 to this price. That would just put them in line with other brands. But for however reason, however they figured it out, they've been able to make these dolls about the same like price as a TPE doll, which are much cheaper to manufacture. That's why they usually cost less, is they're much easier to make. And, you know, like, these are hand-painted. I'm just blown away. So, yeah, huge. I mean, not to glaze Air Venus too hard, but they're a great company. I've had nothing but good experiences with them. They obviously sponsor me, so, you know, there's that. But the thing is this is an excellent product. Now, the one criticism I did have was the jiggly butts. If you've watched some of my older videos when I was reviewing them back when they were called Love Nestle, I would always complain that the butts were too soft and jiggly, but they fixed that. It took a while, but they fixed that. Now the butts feel great. They're not too soft. They're not too jiggly. They're the perfect, you know, like they feel like an actual ass. Not like they're flexing their butt cheek muscles where it's like super firm, but like a nice relaxed butt, but it doesn't feel like boobs. And that was the only criticism I've ever had. And they fixed that, and now everything feels great. And I really, really, really love the head. The head, like, what's crazy is the teeth and the tongue, the detail, everything is one for one. I wasn't expecting any of that. In fact, when I first got this doll, I actually complained because the head looked angry. I'm like, why does she look angry at me? What happened? I didn't know the mouth opened. I didn't know that the doll was emotive. I thought, you know, what you see is what you get. You open the box and this is what the head looks like. But then they explained to me that you could open up the mouth and the head is emotive and the eyes will widen, and that I wasn't expecting that at all. I didn't know they could do that. So yeah, blown away. The price is amazing. The quality is amazing. It is great. Now, the only thing I will say is you shouldn't get a torso doll as your primary waifu. Because, you know, you're going to want hugs, you're going to want to, you know, take pictures, and having an armless, legless doll does limit what you can do in terms of photography and interaction. Now, for sex, it's fine, because when you're having sex with a doll, the doll can't, like, scratch your back and lock its legs around you anyway. It's going to be more or less passive, so getting the limbs out of the way does actually help things. However, when you want to take pictures of your waifu or give her hugs and kisses, or maybe you want to put her in a wheelchair and take her on a little date or a picnic or something like that, having arms and legs is kind of important. You want her to look like a real person, and not having the arms and legs does become very noticeable. However, not having the arms and legs makes the doll cheaper and easier to store. Because, you know, the doll does not have a full body, you don't have to have like a giant box for it. The box can be smaller, easier to store, and so forth. So what I recommend doing is get a full doll for your primary waifu for hugs and kisses and cosplay and that sort of stuff. But for sex, having a torso doll is great. Having a torso doll that you can like be rough with, and you don't have to worry about the arms and legs. Because one of the big problems with sex dolls is the fingers break. Now, they fixed that recently with the hinged fingers. But back in the day when I first got Celestina 1.0, she had wire fingers. And so I put her into doggy style position, had her rest on her palms, and then she rolled over and broke all of her fingers. So don't do that. Always have her rest on the elbows. Now, since these dolls don't have arms or legs, you don't have to worry about them breaking their fingers. You don't have to worry about all those little breakable joints in a full doll. So torso dolls are great for getting rough with. So that's why I recommend. I recommend getting this as like your secondary doll. And you don't need, you know, if you're one waifu for laifu guy, believe me, I am too. I'm a one waifu for laifu guy. But it's okay to have multiple of your waifu. You know, like if you're into a certain anime character, you don't just have one figurine. You probably have a whole shelf of figurines of the same girl. because she's your waifu and you're going to buy all the merchandise. So it's okay to have a full sex doll for photography and hugs and stuff like that, and then have a torso sex doll for just having sex with, or just, you know, because it weighs a little bit less, it's a little bit easier to move around. You could bring this to bed with you. And also, by the way, silicone is less sticky than TPE. So if you have a TPE doll and you want to bring it to bed, it's going to attract dust bunnies and lint and like you wouldn't believe. But silicone is less sticky. You might still want to powder it, but it's much less sticky than TPE. So if you want to bring a doll to bed, it's much better to bring a silicone doll than a TPE doll. Also, if you're a trucker, and trucking is an excellent career for a man who enjoys the doll arts. But the thing is, you know, the inside of your truck could get hot. The melting point of TPE is about a little bit under 200 degrees. So inside of a hot truck on a summer day, you can easily begin to see the TPE soften and, you know, become damaged. I've heard stories about people who had their doll wrapped up in a blanket, and because of the heat, when they tried to take the blanket off, it was like it left indentations into the doll's skin because the TPE had softened from the heat. And it wasn't even close to 200 degrees, but it was enough to soften the TPE and cause the wrinkles in the blanket to leave impressions in the doll's skin. Silicone has a melting point of over 400 degrees. In fact, if you go into the cooking section at your grocery store or department store, you're going to see cooking utensils and other, you know, baking, you know, accoutrements made out of silicone, because you can cook with it because its melting point is so high. Now, if you're a trucker and you had to have a silicone doll, you don't have to worry at all about the doll being damaged from the heat. It will not melt. It will not be damaged. And because it doesn't have arms or legs, it's much easier to store. You don't have to worry about the hands breaking or the fingers breaking. So highly recommended. But I just want to say, I wouldn't recommend getting a torso doll as your primary waifu, but as a secondary waifu. Like your waifu on the go. Your side waifu. It's whatever. Anyway, that's my words of wisdom. Just my words of wisdom to anyone thinking about getting a doll. Because I highly recommend AeroVenus. All right, so I do have a coupon code. Save you a little bit of money, and they're already very well priced. You know, $1,300 for a silicone sex doll torso with a head at this price is really good. Because if you subtract, I mean, the heads are $550. If you subtract the $550 from the doll, you're only paying $700 for the torso. And this is a very high quality, realistic silicone sex doll torso. So, excellent value. Excellent value. I really can't say enough good things about it. Anyway, thank you very much to AeroVenus, not just for sending me this toy, but it's been a pleasure working with you. I appreciate that you took Celestina's pictures to your makeup artist and had them make the doll look like Celestina for me. I am not only happy, I am honored to be working with AeroVenus and to recommend their products to you guys. They are great. The customer service is amazing. The value is amazing. The quality is the best I've ever used from any brand. And you won't be disappointed. But anyway, that's it for me. Thank you very much for watching. This is Turd Flingy Monkey, and I'll see you next time.